One enduring legacy of the war in Iraq is the large number of people pushed out of their homes by the violence that followed the U.S. invasion. The majority of refugees who fled the country have not returned, and most of those displaced inside Iraq are still struggling to survive in tent communities and shanty towns. NPR's Deborah Amos profiles one group of Iraqis who did make it back home, but to a village almost completely destroyed.
This farming village south of Baghdad is desolate. Houses are broken, the outer walls are gone, ceilings are partially collapsed. But for the farmers of Al-Ghazali, this is home. About 100 families moved back here a month ago after enduring 3 years of hardship 20 miles away in a displacement camp.
What displaced you? What happened?
Al-Qaeda, says Sheikh Abu Adl, the tribal leader here. The villagers gathered to welcome an Iraqi team funded by the United Nations to help them rebuild. Team leader Salah Mohammed al-Baya explains how Al-Qaeda did so much damage.
They put an IED inside the house and destroyed the house. After that, bulldozer and push the houses.
Al-Qaeda bulldozed their houses?
Yeah.
Al-Qaeda is gone. The farmers of Al-Ghazali believe it's finally safe to live here again, but everything they need to survive is gone. There's no electricity, no water, no services, nothing up till now, says Ali Abed, one of the younger farmers, and he blames the Iraqi government for the dire conditions. These villagers are registered with the Ministry of Displacement. They are eligible for assistance, but so far have gotten nothing. No money, no help. The government program is not working, says Baya, with the UN project. And that, he says, has stalled large-scale resettlement.
We found many, many families, they didn't receive any money and support from the government.
These barrels contain the only water for the people and the animals here.
And this is unhealthy water, directly from the river. No filters, no sterilization tablets, and they use it for drinkable.
There have already been cases of typhoid and cholera among the children, says Baya. The families live in sheds that once housed animals.
Yeah, you can smile.
Smell.
Yeah, smell. And you can see the bad condition.
This local UN team tries to close the gap between what the government has promised but not delivered. However, the number of internally displaced people in Iraq is overwhelming, says Baya.
It's about more than 1 million IDPs.
And do you find that most internally displaced, whether they're in a camp or they've come back to their villages, live in these kind of conditions?
Yeah, it's very bad.
He promises the farmers of Al-Ghazali that he will be back. Baya can't fix everything, but he has the funds to provide some basics. Non-food items such as soap and water filters, construction materials, a project to raise and sell livestock.
After we supply them with the service projects, I hope they all the families return back.
But this is one village, and Iraq's displaced remains a major crisis. At this pace, it will take years to resolve. Deborah Amos, NPR News in Al-Ghazali, Iraq.